And that's why, no matter what Mommy says, we really were on a break. Yes, we were. Yes, we were.
Come here, gorgeous. Oh, look at you. You are the cutest little baby ever. You're just a little bitty baby, you know that? But you've got big, beautiful eyes. Yes, you do. And a big, round belly. Big, baby butt. I like big butts. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get... Oh, my God, Emma, you're laughing. Oh, my God, you've never done that before, have you? You've never done that before. Daddy made you laugh, huh? Well, Daddy and Sir Mix-a-Lot. What? You want to hear some more? But Anaconda, don't want none unless you got buns, hon. I'm a terrible father.
Way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love lies to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, a month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Hey, listen now, what do you guys know about investments?
How come?
Well, I'm starting to make good money on the show, and I'm thinking I should probably do something with it.
What do you do with your money now?
Well, it's taped to the back of my toilet tank. I didn't say that. It's in a bank guarded by robots.
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, this guy at work got me excited about going in on an emu farm. That'd be kind of cool, huh? Pitching in on the weekends, helping to plant the emus.
Joe? Emus are birds. You raise them for meat.
Yeah, right. People eat birds. Bird meat. Now, do they just fly into your mouth? Or you go into a restaurant and say, excuse me, I'll have a bucket of fried bird. Or maybe just a wing or a...
Joey, I think you should consider something a little less risky. I mean, I think in this market, real estate is your best investment. The Fed just lowered the rates, and the interest on your mortgage is totally deductible. That's right. I know some stuff.
Real estate, huh?
Oh, and you know who's selling a great apartment? Richard.
Oh, and you know whose knowledge of her ex-boyfriend is shocking? Monica.
My dad told me they play golf together.
Oh, well, maybe I'll join them sometime. I just hope the club doesn't slip out of my hand and beat the mustache off his face.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Listen, you have to help me pick a dress because I'm meeting Mike's parents tonight. Wow, the boyfriend's parents. That's a big step.
Really? That hadn't occurred to me.
See, they're going to love you. Just be yourself.
They live on the Upper East Side on Park Avenue.
Oh, yeah, she can't be herself.
Okay, so, all right, which dress? You can say neither.
Oh, God, neither.
Neither. I'm sorry, honey, but we're going to take you shopping. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Totally. You are in such good hands, and I am so good with meeting parents. With the father, you know, you want to flirt a little bit, but not in a gross way.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of like, oh, Mr. Pinsir, I can see where Wallace gets his good looks. You went out with Wallace Pinsir?
Oh, he took the SATs for me.
I knew you didn't get a 1400.
Yeah, well, duh.
So, now, what about with Mike's mom?
Oh, well, with the mother, just constantly tell her how amazing her son is. Take it from me. Moms love me. Ross's mom one time actually said, I am like the daughter that she never had.
She said what?
That she's like the daughter she never had.
Okay.
just finished getting Phoebe all dressed to meet Mike's parents. She's so nervous. It's so sweet.
Guess what? I made Emma laugh today.
You what? And I missed it? Because I was giving a makeover to that stupid hippie?
Yeah, and it was like a real little person laugh, too. Oh. It was like, only not creepy.
Yeah. Well, what did you do to make her laugh?
I sang. Actually, I rapped. Baby Got Back.
You what? You sang to our baby daughter a song about a guy who likes to have sex with women with giant asses?
But you know what? If you think about it, it actually promotes a healthy body image. Because even big butts or juicy doubles are... Please don't take her away from me.
Come on in. I'm Catherine, the listing agent.
Hi, I'm Joey. This is Chandler.
So, how come Richard's selling the place? Went bankrupt? Medical malpractice? Choked on his own mustache?
Actually, he's buying a much bigger place. It's got a great view of Central Park.
That's enough out of you.
Is there anything we should know about the apartment?
All of the appliances are included. There's a lot of light, a new kitchen. I think you guys would be very happy here.
No. No, we're not together. We're not a couple. We're definitely not a couple.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wow, you seem pretty insulted by that.
Well, I'm not good enough for you.
We're not going to have this conversation again. Look at this place. Why am I so intimidated by this guy? Pretentious art, this huge macho couch. When we know all he does is sit around all day crying about losing Monica to a real man. You don't think he's here, do you?
You know, it is. It's a nice place, but I gotta say, I don't know if I see myself living here. Well, let me see. Yeah, I can see it.
Look at these videos. You know, I mean, who does he think he is? Magnum Force, Dirty Harry, Cool Hand Luke. Oh, my God.
What?
There's a tape here with Monica's name on it.
Ooh, a tape with a girl's name on it. It's probably a sex tape. Wait a minute. This says Monica. And this is Richard's apartment.
Get there faster!
Wow. You look like my mom.
I'm wearing pantyhose.
Great. Come on in.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, my God, you're rich.
Oh, my parents are rich.
Yeah, so they gotta die someday. Hello.
Mom, Dad, this is Phoebe. Phoebe, these are my parents, Theodore and Bitsy.
Theodore, Bitsy. What a delight. It's so nice to finally meet you. And you. Your home is lovely.
Well, thank you. I'll give you a tour later. It's actually three floors.
Holy crap.
Phoebe, why don't you come in the living room and meet our friends?
Oh, try and stop me.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get your parents to like me.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But, you know, you don't have to do this. I want them to get to know Phoebe, not Phoebe.
Got it.
Very.
It's hard to stop.
Yeah. Come on.
Phoebe, these are our friends, Tom and Sue Engel.
Phoebe, hello. Come sit. Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Mm-hmm. So where are you from?
Okay, well, all right. Originally, I'm from upstate. Then my mom killed herself and my stepdad went to prison, so I just moved to the city where I actually lived in a burned-out Buick LeSabre for a while. Which was okay, that was okay, until I got hepatitis, you know, because this pimp spit in my mouth, and but I got over it. And anyway, now I'm a freelance massage therapist, which, you know, isn't always steady money, but at least I don't pay taxes. So where does everyone summer? God, this is not going well.
No, no, you're doing fine. Oh. Really. Why don't you go talk to my dad?
Okay. Still sure about me being myself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, maybe just a little less pimp spit.
So, Theodore, I can see where Mike gets his good looks from.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, and that physique, you must work out all the time.
Oh, no, not all the time. I do the best I can.
Yeah, I bet. Look out!
Oh! Ow!
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I recently had surgery.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'll be fine. I just should check the stitches.
I'm really, I'm sorry.
How could you know? Why wouldn't you punch me in the stomach?
Did you just hit my dad?
Yes. I'm sorry. I've never met a boyfriend's parents before.
But, I mean, you have met humans before, right? Look, why don't you go talk to my mom?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, your mom. Okay. She looks nice. I can talk to her.
Yeah, you do that, and then I'm going to go check my dad for signs of internal bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, Bitsy. Hi. Listen, I just wanted to thank you again for having me here tonight.
Well, not at all.
Also, I just want you to know what a wonderful man your son is.
Thank you. I think so, too.
Well, and, you know, it really is a testament to how he was raised, especially to you, because he's very respectful of women.
Is he really?
Are you kidding? He is so considerate of my feelings, and, you know, I think you'd also like to know that he is a very gentle lover.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. No, he's not in, like, a sissy way. No. When he gets going, he can rattle a headboard like a sailor on leave.
That's my boy.
Awesome.
I'm not going to watch it. I don't need to watch it. I mean, what good could possibly come from watching? Well, we know I'm going to watch it.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Don't judge me. I'm only human.
Did you take that tape?
I had to. Okay, imagine you were married and you found a tape of your wife in another guy's apartment. Wouldn't you need to know what was on it?
I don't know. Who am I married to?
Some girl.
She hot?
Yeah. How did she get me to settle down? All right, I'm going to watch it. I mean, look, it's probably not even what I think it is. And even if it is, it can't possibly be as bad as what I'm picturing in my head. Can it?
I don't know. In my experience, if a girl says yes to being taped, she doesn't say no to much else.
Then you're going to have to watch it for me.
What? Whoa, what?
Just for a few seconds so I can know what it is, please.
All right, fine. But if I enjoy this, you have only yourself to blame.
Why am I hearing cheering?
Well, it's okay. It's just a football game.
Football? It's just football?
Yeah. See, you were all worried for nothing.
It's football! It's just football! This is great. It's the first time I've ever enjoyed football. And maybe customary to get a beer. What the?
What are you doing? You don't want to see what I just saw.
What are you guys doing? Oh, my God. Is that Richard?
Okay. Please laugh for mommy. Please laugh for mommy.
Not funny, huh? Well, so is it only offensive novelty rap? Or maybe just, you know, rap in general? Because mommy can rap. My name is Mommy, and I'm here to say that all the babies are... Oh, I can't rap. All right, sweetheart. This is only because I love you so much. And I know that you're not going to tell anybody. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Oh, Emma, you're laughing. Oh, you are. You really do like big butts, don't you? Oh, you beautiful little weirdo. Oh, hey. Oh, you missed it. She was laughing. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Oh. It was the most beautiful, beautiful sound.
Oh, I know, isn't it? Oh, what'd you do to get her to laugh?
Oh, you know, I just... A couple of things I tried, different... Sang a little itsy bitsy spider.
You sang Baby Got Back, didn't you?
Nothing else worked. That girl is all about the ass.
And then it goes back to the chorus. Smelly cat, it's not your fault. Resolve. And that's the end of the song. I realize you hadn't asked to hear it, but no one had spoken in 17 minutes.
Phoebe writes lots of great songs. What was that one you sang the other night that everybody just loved?
Oh, Pervert Parade?
No.
Oh, Ode to a Pubic Hair?
Stop.
Oh, God. Is that veal?
Mom, I thought I told you. Phoebe's a vegetarian.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I am a vegetarian, except for veal. Yeah, no, veal I love.
Phoebe, you don't have to eat
it. No, actually, no, it's any baby animals. Kittens, fish babies. But, you know, especially veal, you know, and this is this nice vein of fat running through it. Mmm, yummy.
So, what do you think?
So you stole that tape from Richard's apartment?
Oh, listen to the judgment from the porn star.
Tape was never meant to be seen by you. Joey, I would feel more comfortable if I was having this conversation in private.
Oh, Monica, look, I don't think you and I have any secrets anymore. Not ready to joke about it yet? Okay, I'll see you later.
Why in the world would you take this tape? And why would you watch it?
Because that's who I am, okay? I'm sure a mature man like Richard could see a tape like that and it wouldn't bother him. Just be another saucy anecdote for him to share at his men's club over brandy and mustaches.
Is all of this about you not being able to grow a mustache?
This is about you and Richard. He's clearly not over you. He keeps a tape so he can look at it whenever he wants.
Isn't that sad? I mean, can you see how pathetic that is? You shouldn't be jealous. You should feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, poor Richard. I can grow a mustache.
Chandler, this is not our problem. We've got each other. That's all that matters.
Yeah, oh, but I just keep picturing you rolling around with him with your cowboy boots in the air.
Cowboy boots? I've never worn cowboy boots in my whole life.
Oh, good, good. Play more, because I want to see how it ends.
That's not me!
Oh, what? That's not you! Life is good again. Ride him, cowgirl.
That bastard taped over me.
Is that a problem?
It's just so insulting. Make spring for a new blank tape, doctor.
Can't imagine what he sees in her.
She actually makes me miss that pill-popping ex-wife of his. Oh, hello, dear.
Hey, what's going on?
We were just chit-chatting. How's your friend?
A little better.
By the way, do you know who's moving back into town? Tom and Sue's daughter, Jen.
You remember her, Michael. She's lovely and well-behaved and single.
I'm not interested.
Oh, please, darling, let's be honest. You can have all the sailor fun you want with that one. Let's be real.
All right, stop. You know, all Phoebe has done tonight is try and get you to like her. And maybe that hasn't been clear all the time, but she did her best. And yeah, she's a little different than you are.
Michael, a pimp spit in her mouth.
So what? I mean, if I can get past that, it shouldn't bother you. And you don't have to like her. You just have to accept the fact that I do. I mean, if you can't even be civil to the woman I love...
The woman you what? Yeah, the woman you what?
The woman I love. I love you. Which is probably something I shouldn't say for the first time in front of my parents and Tom and Sue. Who are, by the way, the most sinfully boring people I've ever met in my life.
I love you, too.
You do?
Yeah. How great is this?
Well, I'll get out of here.
Okay.
Mom, Dad, thanks for dinner.
I had a great time. It was really top drawer. Here's something, Rich. 13 bathrooms in this place, I threw up in the coat closet. Cha-cha!
Harry Connick Jr. guest stars on an all-new Will and Grace tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
She's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet.
So, fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yeah.
So shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that nasty butt.
Baby got back.
One more time from the top. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the president.
Rachel, please, that is so inappropriate.